Some Australian cities live in perennial frustration about population pressures, but the issues are not uniform for all Australia's major urban areas. South Australia experiences an exodus of thousands of young people each year as they head east to take up job opportunities. It's one of the factors fueling concern about future job prospects and economic growth in the state. And less than a week before the state goes to the polls, frontline businesses see a partial solution in expanding a job accelerator grant. Caroline Winter reports.
22-year-old Jared Basnick has had a head start on his career.
I've been here now 3.5 years, so I was lucky enough to get that position first year of uni, and it's been fantastic here. I said the training and ongoing support from day one has been awesome.
The graduate accountant and marketing coordinator at a business advisory firm in Adelaide was picked up early. He says being able to learn on the job while studying has been invaluable.
It's been amazing to have a whole office full of tutors that I can go to at any time of the day and ask questions about my assignments, about learnings, about how this relates to what we're actually learning, not just about the what, but also about the how and the why.
Jared Basnick is now full-time with DMCA Advisory and his career is on the rise, but many of his uni mates haven't been so lucky.
I know a couple people have already accepted the fact that they're going to have to move interstate to find work just because there's no opportunities here at all.
A study by the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies found the state's workforce was growing at half the national rate. It estimates up to 4,000 young people leave South Australia each year in search of job opportunities elsewhere. DMC Advisory Director Adam Griffiths says the brain drain is a threat to SA's long-term growth.
If you're in a trade, they have apprentice schemes, but for professional staff, accountants and lawyers, engineers, there are limited schemes involved to actually connect graduates with employers and undergraduates.
He wants government and industry to work together to match professional graduates with local employers. He's also calling on the extension and expansion of a state government job accelerator grant of up to $4,000 over 2 years, which is due to finish in June.
One of the conditions for small business is you have to employ a person for a minimum of 22 hours to be eligible. For instance, if we want to employ someone from university, let's say an undergraduate for one to two days, they generally wouldn't be eligible under the grant. So I think more can be done to expand that.
Adam Griffiths worries those limitations not only deter small businesses from taking on undergraduates, but disadvantage keen students.
It may mean that they don't get opportunities for employment here in South Australia and they're moving interstate. There's a big trend at the moment, unfortunately. And also we're seeing, particularly in our profession, in accounting and financial services, where there's been offshoring.
Stuart Bartlett is CEO of Ferranova, a cancer detection technology startup in Adelaide. He's previously employed several local engineering graduates on short-term contracts.
All of those people that we gave that opportunity found jobs within 2 or 3 months. So they got that experience with us. They basically had something that they could put on the CV. They were exposed to industry and that really helped them to get jobs in the state.
But Stuart Bartlett says filling that gap can be costly.
It's got to be recognised that particularly smaller companies, it's sort of an expense. The state will get a return on it, but the company won't get a huge return on it. It meets a need. And so if there's any additional funding or grants to assist, you know, with that type of training, I think it would be a good thing for the state.
Stuart Bartlett is the CEO of the medical technology company Ferranova. Caroline Winter, our reporter.